America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Hi, I'm Angela Peabody of Global Woman Peace Foundation, and I listen to America's Meditating Radio Show.
The Azar Foundation for Children of the World is an organization aimed to support women and children in need across the globe. We believe in empowering lives, strengthening minds, and providing programs that enrich health and education. The Azar Foundation was founded in 2003 and has been serving the world ever since. Visit us at our website at www.azarforchildren.org. That's www.azar4children.org to find out more information about our endeavors and join our mailing list. Remember, the smile and the cry of a child doesn't have any language. The Azar Foundation. Blaylock Dialysis Center is a convenient state-of-the-art dialysis center in the Houston area, run by Dr. Panakin Patel. Relax in a comfortable environment while receiving quality care. Serving adults 18 to geriatrics, we are here to help you. Call 713-463-6611 for more information or visit us at our website at www.blaylockdialysiscenter.com. Blaylock Dialysis Center, where helping you get well is our priority.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Hi, I'm Devon Franklin, co-author of the book The Weight, author of the book Produced by Faith, and producer of the film Miracles from Heaven. Just want to give a shout-out to Sister Jenna and American Meditating Radio. I've been on the station before. I've been on the program. It's awesome, and meditation is such a powerful way to tap into all that God has for us and to find peace, love, and joy, and health in our lives. We have an exclusive screening of my new film, Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner and Queen Latifah. And this is a film that, you know, is based on a true story. We've been screening it all around the country, and people have been blown away by the power of this inspirational journey of a family coping with the illness of the middle daughter. And a miracle shows up when they need it the most. I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We appreciated that shout-out by our beautiful brother, Devon Franklin, who is got his new book out called The Weight, and I have to tell you, it's quite a powerful book, looking at really how to walk into relationships with, I would say, with something very sacred in you, something very sacred, something very meaningful, where you're not really coming into a relationship from a sort of a superficial stance, but more from, hey, this is important to me, you're important to me, I'm important to me. So if you get some time, do go and get The Weight by Megan Good and Devon Franklin. Hope you've been having a wonderful day today. We've been enjoying interesting conversations by Dan Harris, who's co-anchor from Nightline News and many other great work, and basically how he's feeling like he's playing a very small part on the importance of advocating for meditation, because he says there is scientific proof this thing is helping our lives. And so if we were to actually do meditation, will there be bullying in schools? Will there be racism? Will there be prejudicing? And will there be even the kind of a rhetoric that we're seeing in this current political campaign? And speaking about political campaign, how many of you have actually gone to Meditate the Vote Twitter and Meditate the Vote Facebook page and decided to friend the conversation that we are engaged in until November 8th. I really hope you do. I know we're very bored social media, but that's okay. We're very rich in human relationships. But this time I'm actually going to need you to see how we can engage in the conversations. Today I sent out a tweet, and I hope that you have a chance to read it. And it came to me this morning in my meditation at 3 o'clock. that our opportunity is to shift the way that we're thinking. It's not necessarily to go out and save the planet. The planet is actually waiting on us to change. And I've thought about that, the level of how we are functioning with our own lives. And we tend to always try to deflect whatever we're going through onto another person. And we make it all about this person, and then we either step away or we get upset or we start to percolate a whole bunch of waste and negative thoughts. And what we sometimes miss is the fact that there must be some debris sitting inside, why we tend to find ourselves meditating on something that's not healthy, like our own criticisms or prejudice or just anger or frustration or anguish regarding somebody else's life or behavior. One of the things that I've come to appreciate about my path of spirituality with the Brahma Kumaris is that it's going to take time for all of us. And the predictions are we're going to need to come more together as community than as isolated people in our own little corners, doing things from our own terms in the way that we want to do it. There's something is brewing, and I think many of us who are intuitive can definitely sense something's about to give. And in that giving, do I have the internal strength that's needed that is going to call me to really raise my bar of excellence and bar of power? I leave that for you, my dear beloved friends, on the America Meditating Radio Show to decide that for yourselves. If I can't handle just a little bit of stuff that somebody might say to me, there is no way I'm going to handle some serious stuff that's going to come. I might allow the fear to trigger in for a minute or two, or maybe I could move my life with fear for a week and try to push myself to see myself through the complications or the upheavals of life. But when all of that fear can no longer sustain itself, I'm stuck with me. And so have I worked on myself where love is amplified, and I'm really coming from that place of amplification of love. A lot to think about. Well, you're meditating the vote. So please join us on Meditate the Vote. And we've got events that are coming up, I think, at Busboy and Poets in the nation's capital on K Street on, I believe it's July 23rd. But do check in with us and we'll be able to update you, Clara, because things are unfolding as we go along the way. We're hoping that you can also assist in organizing events at your homes, at your community centers, at a space, to have a conversation that can broaden the scope of what it is that the country, what it is that we are going through, and what is it that I need to be for me so the land that I have incarnated in can be benefited from my own transformation. So that is Meditate the Vote. That is what it means. We're calling on ourselves here to make that choice, to vote in the choice, to make myself powerful enough, worthy enough, and having some sort of a technique that creates inclusivity than separation. This ego, my friends, this energy of ego and this energy of attachment is destroying our planet. And if we are destroyed, then don't even expect the planet's going to be ready for us. Anyway, stay tuned. We have the beautiful Zen crier, Deep Brooke, who's going to be joining us. She's the author of Your Inner GPS. And so Zen's going to be taking us through a journey of her book and her life. Before I get Zen on the line, what a lovely name, Zen, I want to play my favorite CD, Letting Go, From Off the Grid Into the Heart. Breathe in deeply. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. Welcome back. I can never get tired of that meditation. There's something about it that takes us all to our core and makes it a whole lot easier for us to remember what was the original nature of the self, and I know that I genuinely feel that all the time. The America Meditating Radio is proud to welcome Zen Cryer Dibruk. Zen is the author of Your Inner GPS, Follow Your Internal Guidance to Optimal Health, Happiness and Satisfaction. Zen is an internationally renowned teacher, speaker, and coach whose programs have helped people all over the world transform their personal and business lives for the better. She's a member of the Transformational Leadership Council with experts such as Marianne Williamson, our friend Jack Canfield, and many others. Zen says that we are born with a factory-installed guidance system. It's like the GPS in a car. And this system is called your internal guidance system, or IGS. The guidance it gives you and me has many different purposes. And the most important one is to get you from one end of your life to the other with as much joy, ease, and fulfillment as possible. And today we welcome Zen to the American Meditating Radio. Hi, Zen.
Hi. Thanks for having me. What a beautiful entry. I love that meditation.
Me too. It's my favorite.
I feel so wonderful right now. perfect way. Well, great morning. Thank you.
Well, you have your inner GPS system going on, so it's going to be easy for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so excited to talk to you about this, especially you in particular, because of the meditation background. There's a lot of ways, things that I don't get to really talk about in an interview format with more of a mainstream audience who may or may not have meditated. So it's going to be really fun to talk to you about how this practice, the internal guidance system, relates to our ego and meditation and many of the things that you just mentioned in our relationship with others.
Beautiful. So let's float right into it. I want to welcome and offer you congratulations on the release of your new book, Your Inner GPS. I know I call it my godly system, you know, GPS.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that you share with us. I mean, there's so many ways that we could look at GPS and what it can mean spiritually. But what did it mean for Zen?
Well, what it is it's an actual physical sensation that's in the body between the throat and the upper solar plex area, where the ribs come together. And there's a consistent expansion and contraction or neutral that's happening throughout our day in relationship to what we're thinking. And it comes factory installed. Every single one of us has it. It's not something that needs to be turned on. It's already on. It's just most of us that I'm finding in working with thousands of people around the world don't understand the signals that it's giving. And I think the most crucial part, especially for your listeners, is it's in relationship to what you're thinking, and it's letting you know if what you're thinking is on track or off track. In relationship, I kind of see it in relationship to our divine presence. And so a lot of the times when you're feeling a constriction, a lump in the throat, a constriction in the chest, or a tightness in the solar plexus, that's a closing sensation that's letting you know that you're off track in your thinking, and it's time to recalibrate what you're thinking.
Can I just jump in right here? Because I've felt that. When you actually fall off track, especially for those who are intuitive on their own spiritual journey, it might have been that just somehow, somewhere along the way, you just sort of disregarded your subtle abilities, your subtle energies, that more deeper part of your being that you were nurturing for quite some while. But let's say that you might have stepped away from that a little bit, and your energy has now been absorbed. It's change, it's shifting. So when you're not feeling alignment, which I feel like it means you just don't feel your zen, your zone, you know, what they call your mojo. Okay,
yes.
Tell us, do you know what happens to why we get there? That's one. And the second question is, what on a very deep, subtle level do you get yourself back into your alignment or your zen?
Yes, that's beautiful. So as far as getting off track, I think it happens because we're in the culture we're in and we train our children the way we train them. Each of us has this way of thinking about our world and ourselves and our place in it. And some of that thinking is accurate, and some of it, quite a bit of it actually, is not. What the mind is producing is not accurate. So an example would be a child being told throughout their childhood that they're shy, and really they just haven't really been found that somebody was interesting to them. So they don't want to engage with the parents who are saying, oh, she's shy, and they take that on as a way of being, and it's actually not true for them. And that would be an area, for example, that your IGS, internal guidance system, IGS, would close when you hold the thoughts, I'm too shy. I'm too shy to do public speaking. I'm too shy to be a salesperson, those kinds of things. You feel a tension in the center of your body, letting you know that that thought is not true for you and that there's a new thought that needs to be held. So as far as getting off track from a spiritual place, there's many things that can take us off. And I think that a lot of the upset and tension that we see in the world comes from this constriction and not understanding how to unravel it any other way except to change or attack the outside world instead of moving from within and changing the way we're thinking about the outside world, which would cause the peace inside.
Right. It's so true, because I think many times we sell short the depth of the power of the soul just by, like, what did you just tell me? What did you just say? You know what I mean? And it's just like, why would you throw away your kingdom for that silly moment when someone is just not in a good place, and why do you begin to own that? And I've seen this over and over again. You know, I've seen that. I've just seen where people just own the smallest of issues and lose their kingdom for nothing.
Yes, and so I'm going to give you, there's a powerful story that I have. I don't know if you're familiar with a gentleman by the name of Van Jones, but he's a black leader who's done some amazing, you know him. Okay, I worked with him as his coach for a while, career coach moving, when he went from the Ella Baker Center to the White House with the Green Jobs Movement. In that transition, I got an opportunity to work with him, and we were in a session talking about what he wanted to do and what was important to him, and he stopped me and said, "Then I have to tell you something, and it's not I have to or we can't work together." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "You're a racist." And I went inside my head immediately, "No, I'm not." And I closed. I got this deep closing, which means the center of my body tightened, and there's even kind of a drop towards the stomach when it's a deep closing. That's information that meant that thought, "I am not, no, I'm not," is not true. But because I've had such training in this, there was no response in a negative, argumentative way. I said, "Oh, my gosh, I closed. That means I am." And I opened, and I said, "Van, you're right. I just checked this out with my IGS. It happened instantly. And there is something I'm not seeing. And it's not something that I was raised in a household where there was no racism. There was nothing, you know, of that nature in any way, shape, or form. But the culture at large, just being saturated in it, you begin to pick up a way of thinking about black men and their fatherhood, for instance, or what they're capable of, or the intelligence of someone if their speech is not similar to yours. And there's all these little things that are innate that aren't chosen. But the point of this is that in that moment, a majority of people would have gotten into an argument of beginning to defend themselves, defending their families, defending, you know, actions that they've taken throughout their lifetime. But none of that was what was up for me. None of that was true. And that all was true.
Right.
None of that was the issue. The issue was something that I'd never even had brought up to me that was important for me to hear. And so
he was your client.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, if that's in the
it
way.
It was personal. It could have been very personal for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Instead, it just created a deeper trust between the two of us, and I was able to actually be a better coach and serve him better.
Yeah,
and I was open.
You were opened. Right.
So this is a way in which it's almost like taking meditation off the cushion and moving it into being able to be a living practice in the moment, being able to be really present with what our mind is generating. That's not creating harmony and health. That's not bringing us closer together into oneness and purpose together. And there's many stories. And it, you know, even between husband and wives and parents and children, where that same exchange that would have torn apart the relationship, you know, type of exchange, actually brings about an opening and a trust and a deepening of relationship.
Beautiful for you. And, you know, it comes to the point, like, how we get so super sensitive. We tend to find ourselves always resonating with the negative quicker than we would resonate to the positive. And I wonder, how does the GPS system know to do that? Because when you have missed your turn, you automatically get a signal. So in our relationships, when we're missing our turn, we get signals, but some of us just don't hear. Is it that the volume has been turned off?
Yeah, we are getting signals. It's a physical sensation. And what I'm finding more than anything is that most people, at least, I work with a lot of Western-style cultures, so I can't speak for everybody. You know, Europe and Australia and then the United States, those kinds of things. I find that the first thing I need to do when I work with people is turn them back on and listening to their body and actually being able to feel it. You know, many people almost universally report getting big bruises on their body somewhere and not having any idea where they came from. It's just one example of us not being in contact with our body and stay in our minds as we're going about our day. And so the first thing is necessary is I teach people a listening practice, which is a meditation and a sensory meditation to get them back into their world on a physical level, and then they begin hearing it and feeling it again. It shows up in our lives as stress. Whenever we're stressed, worried, fearful, have anxiety, are overwhelmed, frustrated, that's the time when there is physical signals happening in the body, but our mind is processing it as those things.
Zen, is it possible for you to give us a little sample of that?
Yes,
in 30 seconds or less?
I'd love to do a little exercise. Did you happen to do the exercise on my website to feel it for yourself? Okay, good. I was just curious. It's nice to have someone. At the end, we'll give your listeners an opportunity to go and do some free training on this, and they can feel it. So if you're driving or you're in action, this may not work as well. Yeah, pull over, exactly. And but what it is it's just a quick exercise. It takes just a few minutes here. So if you'll put away anything that might be distracting, email, text messaging, and no multitasking, just for just a couple minutes, you can do it. And put your feet on the, not you, but your listeners, put your feet on the ground and your hands in your lap. And take a breath, just a little breath, and let it out. Be with your breath for a moment. Now feel the bottom of your feet. Just put your awareness there. You might feel a little tingly, a little more energy there. And then the palms of your hands. Once again, you may feel a little tingling as you put your awareness there. And now please pay attention to the bottom of your feet and your palms at the same time as you listen to the room around you. Just those three points, feet, palms, listening. Now I'm going to give two sentences, and I'd love it if they just, as you're focusing on those three points, let them float through your mind like a cloud does through the sky. Try not to hang on, just let it move on through. All right, and here we go. Feet, palms, listening. First sentence, I do not have an internal guidance system. I do not have an internal guidance system. Any sensation you feel between your throat and your stomach area as you say this, as you think this? I do not have an internal guidance system. Any sensation. Then pay attention to your feet and palms and listening again. And here's the next sentence. I do have an internal guidance system. I do have an internal guidance system. Once again, noticing between your throat and the solar plex area if there's any sensation whatsoever. I do have an internal guidance system. Then wiggle your toes, open your eyes. So did you have any sensation?
Yeah, a block.
Where was it?
Well,
where
I could say it was in my head first. I'll just honestly say it was a block in my mind. That's just where
okay.
I was coming from.
That's okay. And then the second?
Then when I knew I had an internal guidance system, everything opened up from the heart everywhere else.
Yes. Perfect. Beautiful.
Did I do 50-50?
So 50-50. So this is what most people report. And
mm-hmm.
it's not everyone, and there's a reason for that. Some people, they need more practice quieting the mind to be able to feel the body. So, and that,
sure.
But I've never had anyone not feel it over time and steady. But the first one, I do not have an internal guidance system. People report feeling a drop, but like they, and also like they can't breathe. It's constriction in the chest, tightening in the solar plex area, like a churning, a lump in the throat. And this is called closing, which means that what you're thinking is not true, not going to happen, or moving you away from where you want to be. And then the second sentence, I do have an internal guidance system. People report being able to breathe, like they're being breathed, or there's an opening, like you said, like the heart opens, like an upward V comes from the belly up, the tightness is removed, that if there was any from the first sentence. And that's called opening, and that means that your thoughts are in alignment, are going to happen, and moving you towards what you desire. What you really truly desire, not what are some of these false desires we have, but real true desire from the depth of your soul, what you want.
You know what that exercise confirmed, Zen? It confirmed that the thoughts that we're having are either restricting us or expanding us.
Yes.
It just confirmed it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. In fact, it's quite extraordinary in such a short period of time of study. When you study this, I've been doing this for 23 years, but in a short period of time of studying this, people begin to realize that much of what they're thinking is not true and out of alignment. Much of it.
Mm.
So an example of that would be, do you know what color a yield sign is in the United States?
Yellow and black?
Yes. So most
little
people...
little white lines.
Most people that I work with and in most of my audiences in when I'm speaking say yellow and black. And it used to be yellow and black. In 1971, the U.S. Congress changed it to red and white. And by 1974, there were no longer any yellow and black yield signs. Most people don't believe this, but you could go to Wikipedia. I don't want to have
you
be distracted, but go ahead and... Yes, and so... But there's no mechanism in our minds for updating outdated information.
Wow.
It's not like,
like
our
that.
Mind drives by a red and white yield sign and goes, hey, that changed. I need to fix that. And most of what we are aware of happens before we're seven. It gets programmed in there. And not only does it get programmed in there just because we're living and moving, it's part of growth, not only does it get programmed in there, but it gets programmed in there from the viewpoint of someone under the age of seven.
Wow.
So we have a lot of yield signs that we don't even know are there, that the internal guidance system's job is to update. So when we're walking along and we come into the house and we look at our significant other and they have a look on our face that reminds us of our father or our mother's look of being upset with us, we have a reaction, and it may have nothing to do. They could have just gotten off a rough phone call, had a bad day, but then it sets into motion in your mind, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? And the person says, you didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, no, but you're looking at me with that way. I'm not looking at you anyway. And this thing starts. That
beautiful.
Could be a yield sign that's coming up in your life that you don't even know exists.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I've had people in courses fight for that yield sign. Like, I know it's yellow and black. I'm going to go find one. I'm going to take a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to you to prove that I have seen them. And the thing is, that's an example of what we fight for in the world. Oftentimes, when we're fighting from our closing,
right.
It's not true, but it feels so true that we have to make it true. And we're doing that in places that are creating lots of disease and lots of torment and pain, and we don't even realize it.
I get that, and you know what, I think you can concur, regardless of all the numbers of individuals that come in front of our lives, at the end of the day you realize it is just something that we've been holding to the past that has actually changed, but we're not even acclimated to the fact that things are not the same. I am not the same person I used to be, but we're still holding to some old story.
Yes.
I get that,
yes.
Right? I get
yes.
that. Wow.
Yes. I think that's why when we go home for Christmas, it's even no matter how much personal growth and transformation we've done, there are ways in which we go right back to who we were in the family, and I think it's because of those old yield signs that they can't see us as different or interact with us as different, or we can't interact with them different because there's a patterning, an unhealthy patterning happening that we need to update.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And the internal guidance system helps that. That's what it does. That's its goal.
Oh, what a beautiful tool. Zen, that's fantastic. I wish we could get that internal guidance system to Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Bernie Sanders.
Yes. And it would have been great if we could get it to everybody before they even came into existence, so we wouldn't have had to have such a tumultuous time. The Congress, if they could use it in their decision-making, I think would change the world immensely.
Well, let's do that. Let's change
it.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
If you were to introduce this to Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, especially since it seems that they were the two nominees, what would you tell them?
Well, that they have an internal guidance system, and that as leaders who are moving into a place of power where they're going to be working on behalf of all of us, that it's even more crucial now that they move into the opening and that they look for solutions that are in the opening. An opening for any one person on the planet is good for everyone around them. There's a way in which there's a deep wisdom that the internal guidance system holds where it takes into account everything, past, present, and future, and all of the people around it. So what you'll find is as you follow the opening, the decisions that you make in your life work for everyone. And so I would tell them that if they really, really, truly care and are a leader that wants to make change, that the only way they're going to be able to do that is by stepping aside and allowing the IGS to show them how to get there from here. Because the human mind doesn't know. And so the solutions that could be made and offered would be opening to all, which would allow a lot less conflict and more buy-in. You know, so that's what I would tell them. And then make it mandatory to make decisions into the opening with our government leaders. And that are being of service to us, because then
so
we know
important.
That it'll work for the planet, for us, for our children, for everyone involved.
So important, Zen. So let's do that.
Yeah.
Give me your greatest vision for yourself that would actually transcend onto this planet, this particular region that we're incarnated in called America. What's the best vision for you that you feel that manifested will definitely contribute to this country? What is that?
Well, for me, it is this internal guidance system piece because it's just created. It creates so much health and harmony and peace. Wow, that's a good question. But the biggest vision that I could give for the U.S., to be able to come to a place, once again, where everyone is allowed to give their contribution. I feel like there's a way in which there's not enough space for every person to be able to give their contribution, and it's when we give of ourselves and we get to contribute to something that we change inside. We things become a gift. We become a gift. And I feel like we need to get back to that. There's too many, like our children and our teens, they don't have anything to do with their soul, with their beingness, with who they are. You know, they're playing with electronics and they're disconnected, and there's a way in which in doing that, not being able to give who you are deeply and contribute, you feel numb. You feel like there's no reason to be here. You feel like there's nothing.
Right.
It's like there's nothing. But when you go and contribute, like volunteer and support others and be able to contribute your gift, nothing can shake you. You know,
yeah, it gives you much
nothing
more
can shake
purpose.
You and make you from who you are. It's like you get up in the morning knowing you have value, and in giving that value, you feel like as if you matter. And so my vision would be everyone being able to give and contribute their gifts and who they are.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Zen, I want to thank you so much for being on the air with us today. It was really quite meaningful and lots of good content. Leave us with a website that our listeners can get a hold of you, and please come to D.C. and let's continue with the work that we're doing.
Okay.
And feel free to just stay in touch. Take good care of them.
I will.
Great
thank
work.
You.
Great work.
Thank you. My website is zeninamoment.com. zeninamoment.com, and on there you'll see a video tutorial series where you can feel your internal guidance system and begin training in it for free using it today. You sign up and you get your first video, and we give you a series of videos to help deepen the practice, and the book follows along with the video series, and it's Your Inner GPS at bookstores and Amazon. And thank you for having me.
Welcome. All the very best, Zen. Take good care.
Thank you.
Look at how our thoughts are limiting the way that we're feeling and just limiting the way that we are feeling. I mean, just living our lives. And it's because thinking is so subtle, we miss it. The thinking is so subtle that we miss it. So sometimes the destiny or the drama emerges a particular person's face in front of our eyes, like all flared up. Or the drama will emerge a vibration of a person that just feels like, eee. The drama will emerge, a situation where the car breaks down in the middle of the highway and you're just about to go to your most important meeting. The way that, you know, things are showing up in front of us, I keep realizing more and more, what am I learning here? And what kind of a negative pattern way of thinking? I need to stop here. I need to stop. I actually don't like this energy anymore. It doesn't seem to serve me anymore. That's not where I need to be. So having your inner GPS will be definitely a big call. So please connect with Zen. I like her work. So go to zeninamoment.com and enjoy some of her free gifts for you, as well as to find out more of the work that she's offering. My friends, thank you for joining us. Please remember to meditate the vote. Just friend the conversation. I'm not looking for, we have 10 million fans. Yes. I would love to see a million folks engaged in seeing how we can make this country a better place. It's something not for profit. We just want to find out how we can shift the feeling, the vibes, the limitations that we're walking around with in our own consciousness. So go to meditatethevote.com and enjoy the conversation there, and let's broaden our own way of living. Geez, we want to be just as great and powerful and beautiful and wonderful like the folks that we might see manifest themselves somewhere on TV. And I guess it starts with just the way that you think. Physically, it's not a look. Internally, it is the look. And so what are you looking like on the inside? How are you feeling on the inside? We love you very much. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to try to love each other the same. Take care, everyone. And I'll end today's conversation from Bliss. The song is entitled To Learn. Take care, everybody.